Today's readings apparently have us meeting a fairly grumpy God. In the first reading, Ezekiel is told not to mourn his wife, the delight of his eyes, but simply carry on as if nothing happened. And in the Gospel, we have Jesus in this encounter with what seems to be an upright young man, but Jesus asks the absolute impossible of him in following and in being a disciple. Together, these two readings can be profoundly discouraging to us. So we need to ask, where is the good news in this? What is really the message? How do we get to good news in texts like these? In the first one, it's fairly simple. The people are told to carry on as if nothing happened when the temple is destroyed, when Jerusalem falls, because really in their attitude towards the temple, in their various actions of injustice, thinking that they could simply wipe away the injustice with the bringing of sacrifices to the temple and the worship, sacrificial worship in the temple, they had fallen into superstition. So in fact the temple was already null and void. Jerusalem was already removed, and they carried on as if nothing had happened. So all it was a statement of fact, that they had lived their lives as if the temple was of no importance, that it had nothing to teach them, that it was simply a place where they could superstitiously make themselves right with God, but without really changing their lives, without really having God within their lives as lived from day to day and from moment to moment. In the Gospel we meet a man who keeps the commandments perfectly, but still has to ask Jesus, what must I do to possess eternal life? As if he doesn't have it already, as if it's something that is beyond his experience. And there are a number of these discipleship texts where Jesus does something similar. When he calls someone and they ask to go and bury their father first before following Jesus, Jesus says, let the dead bury their own dead. And that is simply a way of bringing into the awareness of the person to whom he is speaking and into our awareness that if we think that our life is separate from the following of God and of Christ, then we really already are in a very sad place and need to be woken up from it. That we need to do something more special than we're doing now to be a follower of Jesus. That somehow the now has no hope and we have to wait for some special magical formula to be the true follower of Jesus. That's where the sadness lies, and that's where the bad news is. And in these very contradictory and very rabbinical teachings, Jesus is turning that inside out. Why do you need to ask me what you need to do to inherit eternal life? Aren't you getting it right already? For the most part. And just add this little thing. Look at the relationship of your wealth to your calling to follow Jesus. Just look at that part of it. Do something about that. The young man goes away sad. He wants this magical formula which will assure him of a good life with God. And he doesn't realize that for the most part he has it already. That he simply has to address the way he uses his wealth and what he does. That in doing good where you are without even moving, you are already bringing eternal life to others. So why do you have to obsess about, have I got it or not? And that's what Jesus is trying to bring across to this young man. You have it for the most part. Now fix one small thing. You have it for the most part. Now fix one small thing. So we can look at our own life. Sometimes we feel that we need this special formula, this special way to be able to be assured that we are on the right path. However, baptism and the sacraments and the support of our community of worship and of our prayer tell us that we're on the right path for the most part. So what's the little thing you have to do today? The one thing that arises already from your current discipleship that moves you deeper into discipleship. What is the small thing you need to address sometime or other? But for the most part, we need to give thanks that we are the followers of Jesus, where we are and as we are. Amen.